This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This week, the state began diagnostic testing for three viral diseases, Zika, dengue, and chikungunya, all carried by mosquitoes. Dr. Eden Wells is here with us. She's chief medical executive for the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Well, we've certainly had no shortage of news stories about Zika, and it's pretty safe to say the prospect of having a baby born with microcephaly certainly caught everyone's attention. But Dr. Wells, tell us a little more about dengue and chikungunya.
You know, this is a mosquito-borne, both of them are mosquito-borne diseases, along with dengue, all carried by the Aedes mosquito. That's a type of mosquito that unfortunately loves to bite people during the day. This has been causing a number of outbreaks in South and Central America and in the Caribbean throughout the last 6 to 9 months. And with Zika, normally the symptoms, if you get it, it's not life-threatening. The symptoms usually are mild and have a rash. Chikungunya actually feels a lot worse. Again, it's not life-threatening, but people tend to feel a lot more horrible with a lot of severe bony and muscle aches. But both of these can be carried by the same strain of mosquitoes, as with a dengue, which actually can be very serious. And what we've been finding, though, is the Zika that has the serious complications in women who are pregnant because their fetuses may become malformed if they are infected with the virus.
So this week, the department's labs are beginning diagnostic testing. So what does that mean? Why is this?
Well, you know, what we want to do is we know that we are low risk here in Michigan for this particular mosquito transmission of either Zika, dengue, or chikungunya, because the mosquito, that Aedes mosquitoes, is not prevalent here in this state. Now, we do have Aedes aegypti, which is the real specific strain that has been known to carry all these diseases, that covers about the southern tier of the states, the United States. And a similar strain of Aedes actually comes about as far north as Ohio, but none here in Michigan. However, people who travel to areas such as South or Central America, have had a recent travel or developed symptoms in these areas, could conceivably become ill, and therefore, when they return, if they're ill, we would like to test them.
So this is less about the risk of somebody sitting out in their backyard and being bitten by an infected mosquito here in Michigan, and more about where'd you travel and might you have been bitten there?
Absolutely. We are very interested in making sure that healthcare providers and all of our Michigan citizens understand that for us here in Michigan, it's a travel-related situation for these three types of diseases, and that we are going to be very interested in making sure that a history is obtained if anybody who comes back or has lived or traveled in these affected countries in the South and Central America.
Dr. Wells, how many travel-related cases of Zika have we seen in Michigan, and have we seen any in pregnant women?
There's been three travel-related cases reported in Michigan just in the last several months, and thank goodness, but none have been in pregnant women to date, which is really reassuring.
Now, the National Governors Association just urged the White House and Congress for very speedy action on funding to prepare for and fight the Zika virus. And that governor's statement reads, I'll quote here, "The nation is on the threshold of a public health emergency as it faces the likely spread of the Zika virus." So that just leads to the question, does Michigan have the resources and funding that you think we should have?
You know, I would say that right now we are all looking towards Congress for some supplemental Zika funding that would help all of the United States and territories prepare. We are not what we would consider a high-risk state, as I've mentioned, but we do want to be able, and we are planning on conducting mosquito surveillance because we want to make sure that these Aedes mosquitoes that have been associated with Zika or dengue or chikungunya do not come and enter the state of Michigan. So that requires funding and a lot of resources to do. And while we were prepared to carry through our plan, certainly this federal funding will assist us in doing so.
I think for most of us, it's pretty confusing and alarming because, I'll drill down here on Zika. Here is a word and a disease that I dare say most of us had never heard of up until a few months ago, and now it's a constant presence. What's your approach to saying, here's the real deal for Michigan?
I would say our risk is low, and I'd be more interested in, if it were me, where I travel. Am I traveling to an affected country, and am I at risk? And so this is really an issue for a child childbearing aged woman, so a woman of childbearing age who is pregnant or planning on being pregnant, who is traveling or living in an affected country at this time.
And I guess that leads to where would you think, if you were a childbearing, if you were concerned with that possibility of being pregnant, where would you think twice about traveling?
You know, at this point, I would say that we're looking at areas in South and Central America and certain areas of the Caribbean. So certainly we've been, you know, Brazil was the most highly affected. There is a wonderful map on the CDC site which shows everywhere from Mexico all the way down through Paraguay and then most of the Caribbean islands off of Belize and Honduras. So any of these areas would be areas that I'd be concerned about. And I would add something else that is very interesting about this disease, that we now know that men who are from or have traveled to these countries and come back into the United States may be able to sexually transmit the disease, if they've become ill, to a woman who is planning on being pregnant or is already pregnant. So that's a whole issue here that we also need to be fully aware of.
Dr. Eden Wells, the Chief Medical Executive for the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Dr. Wells, thanks so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you for having me.